Moving on, Syrian government forces deal a major blow to foreign-backed insurgents in the Ghouta region near Damascus. Army forces have killed over 175 militants in an ambush near the capital city. Most of the fatalities are of Saudi, Qatari, and Chechen origins. Syrian army sources say most of them were from the al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front. Government forces have the upper hand in the battle against militants across the country. Our correspondent Ala Ibrahim joins us from Syria's capital, Damascus, to shed more light about this large blow to these insurgents. Ala Ibrahim, and we understand that they are from Saudi, Qatari, and Chechen origins. Tell us more about it.
Well, so far there are no concrete information about the percentage of foreign fighters among those who were killed in today's ambush, but we can confirm that according to the military sources that we have spoken with this morning, that as you said, the majority are non-Syrians, more likely to be Saudis, Qataris, and from Chechen origins. Some of the dead bodies had documents on them proving their nationalities, but the majority did not have any documents on them, which is a common practice by the jihadists who cross into Syria to join in the fighting, as they dispose of all official documents they have in a sign that they are to have no intention of coming back. This is one of the most important, and this is the biggest ambush ever recorded in the unrest here in Syria. The death toll may rise all the way to 200. We have to take into consideration also that there are several wounded insurgents, in addition to several who were also captured. At the scene today, we counted at least 12 insurgents who were wounded and being taken care by Syrian army's medics. Also, in addition to the fact that we have seen at least 7 or 8 of them who are still alive, unharmed, and they seem to be on their way to be detained by the Syrian army. So as a result, as I told you, this is a very important ambush for the Syrian army. This spot in particular, geographically speaking, it's called Maida'a, it's near Adra, and it has been the location of several ambushes like this one by the Syrian army, though this is the biggest one so far. The reason is that this is a crossing point that connects Eastern Ghouta, and the center of Eastern Ghouta is Douma, which is one of the most important insurgent strongholds across the country here in Syria. It connects Eastern Ghouta with central Syria, Homs, and also the countryside and the desert that links all the way into the Jordanian border to the south, which is makes it a very important point. At this stage, we don't know where the insurgents were going. Were they going inside to help other insurgents inside Douma, or were they going outside towards Dar'a in the south? It's unclear at this point. The Syrian military refused to give us details about this, but we know that the ambush took place starting from 2 a.m. This morning all the way until 4 a.m. in the morning. 2 or 3 hours of fighting ended up in this high casualty rate that you are seeing in the pictures.
Thank you very much for that. Ala Ibrahim there talking to us from Syria's capital, Damascus. Thank you.